Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of University of Adversity. I'm your host, Lance Isios. Today, we have another solo episode for you. And in today's episode, I want to discuss one of the things that I have noticed in so many people, especially recently within the last couple of years. And something that, you know, before I move forward, whatever I talk about, it's always stuff that I've experienced. I want you guys to know that I don't speak about things that I haven't experienced myself, or that I don't have a little bit of understanding or knowledge of, or have been able to overcome them myself or figure them out. So this is just one of those things. And I just want you guys to know that before moving forward, is that anything I talk about, it's because I've gone through it and I've noticed myself go through it. So I wanted to get a hold of it, be aware of it, and be able to, you know, work on the root of what's behind that, right? And today's topic is something that I see amongst so many people. And one of the things that you'll notice when you go on a transformational journey, when you do a lot of healing work, you do a lot of personal growth work, is you start to notice things in other people that you may have not noticed before. And so what I have noticed is that I see a lot of people speaking very poorly about themselves. Okay. So what I'm meaning is, when somebody says, we start to talk about a topic and you say, oh, I suck at that, or that's not for me, I'm not good at that, or, you know, these statements that are just so limiting, those statements do absolutely nothing for you, your growth, or for anybody else around you. All you're doing is setting limitations on yourself. And I hear this all the time. And the reason I hear it all the time is because this is the way that I used to be. This was something that I had to work very hard at to catch myself, because I used to speak about myself and say this language, limiting myself and my capacity to be able to do things. And one of the things that I've noticed as I've grown is that I don't say those things as much. When I find myself about to say, I suck at that, or some sort of limiting language, I'm not good at that, or that's not for me, or this or that, or I'm scared of that, I really do my best to catch it in the moment and reframe it with something like, well, I'm not great at it yet, but I also haven't really practiced it. And, you know, that's something I haven't thought about, but maybe, you know, like, opening yourself up to the potential that, hey, maybe this could be for me. I don't know. Up until this point, my life journey, my life story, maybe it's led me to the conclusion that that thing's not for me, or I'm not very good at this thing, I suck at this thing, whatever. But could you maybe reframe it like, hey, I've never done it before, so I'm not an expert at it, but I'm willing to learn, or I'm open to learning, or I could be good at it, right? Instead of just closing the doors to possibilities. And this is something that I have really wanted to open up in my life, because I spent so many years in that limited thinking, and I've been around so many people in that limited thinking, that I wanted to change and listen to people that are open to possibilities. Because if your results in your life have limited you with that language, why not give it a shot? Why not change how you speak to yourself? And even if you don't believe it, at least speak in an optimistic way that maybe the possibilities are there. But if you just say, you just close the door. I'm not good at this, or I suck at that, or that's not for me, or this or that. You know, this language, you're literally just saying, nope, no chance, not for me. And you're boxing yourself in to the stories of the past, right? But if you want to be the creator of your future, you have to heal. You have to let go of those limited stories of the past and create a new story right now. Every single day is a chance to get better and a chance to paint a new canvas, right? But it's hard because you think, because of everything else that's happened up until this point, that that's who you are. But you're not defined on your past. You're not defined by it. You've only learned and grown into who you are today. Perfect. What a gift. Now, if an opportunity or something presents itself or people are talking about things, instead of immediately jumping on this thing, this language and limiting yourself, why not take a step back and go, maybe I'm open to it. I'm open to possibilities. I mean, why not? May not be for me now. I haven't really done that thing yet, but I could be. Right? Like, even if you don't have the intention to do that, it just starts to open up the playing field of optimism. And I tell you what, I lived so many years in negative, pessimistic thinking. I don't want to be in that area anymore. And I'm just open to things. I'm open to going, interesting, right? Maybe the possibilities are there. There's so much possibility. So why not be open to it? You know, like I remember hearing about law of attraction when I first learned about it. Abraham Hicks talks about this. And you think about the abundance and receiving is like a tap, like a water tap. And just opening it up, allowing and being optimistic to opportunity and possibilities allows the flow to come there, to come to you. And if it doesn't work out for you, big deal. At least the flow is open. But if you say no, if you say that you speak in limited language, you're literally turning the tap off for no chance of any of that happening. And the same people that speak about the law of attraction not working and a lot of the spiritual practices not working, it's because just that, they're limited in how they talk about things and about themselves. And when you put limits on yourself, when you speak limitations to yourself, what happens? You get limits in your life. And what I have learned is that I have been studying and learning from people that I want a life. This I like to listen to people whose lives that I would trade places with, right? So when I hear them speak and I see them creating big things, and I hear people telling me to dream big, get out of your head, into your heart, dream big with all these possibilities, I'm like, I'm all for it. We got one life. Why not? Why live in limitation, right? Where has that gotten you? How has it gotten you anywhere? Like, is it helping you speaking to yourself like that? Or could you maybe change the language? Maybe realize that you are not the victim of your life. You're the creator of your life. And it's time to start stepping into that. And that comes from doing practices on your, having a daily practice, meditation, breathwork, journaling, the stuff that I speak about all the time. It helping you connect to yourself, help you feel better, help you feel more in alignment, so that when you're living your life, you are open to possibilities. Listen to people. Stop following people that are limited in their thinking. Cut out the limitations and open yourself up to the people that are speaking in possibilities, optimism, and your life will get better. So really wanted to hit this home for you guys is like how you speak about yourself says a lot about how you're feeling and what's going on. So if you want to change your life, you have to start speaking differently about yourself. There are so many people in this world that will be pessimistic. They'll tell you there's too many of what you're trying to do. It's too saturated. It's too hard. It's not the right time. The economy sucks. The pandemic, this, that. There's going to be somebody all the time that is going to try and project their limitations onto you. So why do it to yourself? Why not be your best friend? Why not be your number one fan? Because if you're a fan of yourself and you believe in yourself, then other people around you will see that and they'll believe in you more. But if you don't believe in yourself, if you think limitedly, if that's how you speak, negative, limited, guess what? The people around you are going to do that. You're going to attract more of that bullshit into your life. So work on that. Another thing is the language around, let's say you're depressed or you're anxious or you are sick. Instead of saying, I am depressed, and identifying and calling yourself that, reframe it and say, I am feeling depressed today. Because you aren't depressed, you're just feeling that way. You aren't, don't box yourself in to labeling yourself as that. Just say, I am feeling like that. Because you know as well as I do, you're not always depressed. Nobody is. People snap out of it, right? Some fall into it more than others. I understand that. But don't define yourself by being the thing that you're saying. I feel depressed. I feel anxious. If you're sick, you don't say, I am sick. Say, I'm feeling sick. I feel under the weather. It's less. When you say I'm sick, you're saying that, you're calling that into the world, like I am sick, meaning you're attaching to that word, that feeling, and whatever goes around with it, right? It's like you embody it when you say I am statements. So instead of that, even though you are feeling sick, even though you have the flu or something like that, just do your best to not identify with it and just say, I'm feeling sick. I'm not feeling that great. But don't call yourself sick, right? Do you see what I'm saying? See the subtle difference? I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling under the weather, right? Even though you may very well be sick, it's the language, it's what you say and how you define and how you attach to the thing. And this happened with a lot of people during the pandemic. People, they attach themselves to the fear of getting sick. They attach themselves to all of these narratives. And guess what happened? It has showed up in their life and they became that. So you got to be very careful on how you attach to things, the language that you speak, and that you don't define yourself to that thing. You aren't that thing. You're your own being, your own powerful source, your own energy source, right? You aren't that thing. That thing is just something that has showed up and that you're acknowledging and that it will pass. It always does. You notice that as soon as you forget about when you're sick, you get better. As soon as you let that out of your mind, you tend to get better. That's what happens. But when we cling on to these ideas, we box ourselves into these things, we become that and we put more energy into it. So allow yourself to just say, I feel this way. And to know that you will get better because it's just something that showed up temporarily and it won't be there forever. Okay. So tomorrow, today, whenever, be mindful of your language when you leave, when you're done listening to this short episode, and start to pay attention to the people around you. Once you start to notice when you're on top of catching yourself speaking limited about yourself, you'll start to notice other people. Right? Open yourself up to possibilities. Like I said, too many people are haters out there. Too many people are going to try and bring you down. Work on being your best friend. Work on being your own fan. And also, what I'll say to leave you with, be the person in somebody's life that is optimistic and that encourages people. There's a way of being honest with somebody, but still leaving them feeling inflated, not deflated. You know, there's people that'll just shit on your parade, right? There's people that are just downers and they'll always shoot on your ideas. Don't be that person to anybody. Always be encouraging. Tell somebody what you see in them that's good. You know, like be encouraging. Be the person that makes a person's day better, right? Like you're either bringing somebody down or bringing them up. Right. I used to say this when I was managing bars. I was like, you have one job in this bar. Somebody comes in for an experience, right? Your job is to make them feel better than they did before, right? That's the goal of any experience. If someone comes in, sits in a restaurant, a bar, They want to feel better than they did before. They don't want to feel deflated by some negative prick. They want people's energy to lift them up, right? So be that person in somebody's life. Encourage people. And if you have to be honest and direct, you don't have to lie, but there's a way to be honest. There's a way to give feedback. There's a way to be realistic without being deflating. You know what I'm saying? So think about that today. It starts with ourselves. Be kind to ourselves, love ourselves, and it'll be easier for us to encourage, be kind to other people. Much love, everybody. If you aren't subscribed to this podcast, make sure you do so wherever you listen to this, you guys. It really helps. And I want to continue to show up for you guys, continue to bring value. And we got lots of great guests ahead, and I'm going to be continuing to find these little solo topics and speak to you guys about this because I think it's really important. All right, everybody. Much love. Be your own best friend. Be your biggest fan. Take care. We'll catch you next time.